Indeed, it is also interesting to note that neither Stephen Hawking nor Albert Einstein found their theories and conclusions contrary to the concept of an omniscient entity, a god in other words. In Stephen Hawking's A Briefer History of Time, you can find many a reference to God, although openly he is rather ambiguous of exactly what he believes in or does not believe in. We find statements such as, God may have originally decreed the laws of nature, but it appears that he has since left the universe to evolve according to them and does not now intervene in it. And at the Big Bang and other singularities, all the laws would have broken down, so God would still have had complete freedom to choose what happened and how the universe began. Stephen Hawking ends A Briefer History of Time beautifully when he speaks of a complete theory, and in so doing refers to God. He states, if we do discover a complete theory, it should in time be understandable in broad principle by everyone, not just a few scientists. Then we shall all, philosophers, scientists, and just ordinary people, be able to take part in the discussion of the question of why it is that we and the universe exist. If we find the answer to that, it would be the ultimate triumph of human reason, for then we would know the mind of God. Einstein, a student of philosophy, including that of Kant and other metaphysicians, according to Hawking, once asked the pertinent question, how much choice did God have in constructing the universe?